start for that.
Yes, ma'am.
I will be recusing myself as I have active legal matters with the firm Morris James Wilson, Halbrook and Byard.
Okay. And have a good evening.
Yep.
So the next application is 12,188. Alan Herron Foods LLC requested to change the condition of approval found in paragraph 63P2 of the findings of fact regarding wastewater treatment for board case number 12,113, sections 115-214 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Pinnacle Way and Iron Branch Road, Route 331. The 911 address is 29984 Pinnacle Way, Millsboro. The zoning district is HI1. The tax map is 233 map 5 parcel 14, parcel 233 map 5 parcel 15, and map 233, well, district 233 map 5 parcel 16. Again, they're requesting to amend a condition of approval, received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and 7 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, board members, just to, and for the public in general, this is a narrow focused application. You may recall that we had a hearing back in March and a decision was rendered. The written decision was approved back in July for a special use exception for a deboning facility on the site. As part of that, the board had a condition that was put on there. That condition specifically stated that the spray irrigation system to be used as part of the proposed use must be upgraded, approved, permitted, and operational before the facility is operational. Our hearing tonight is specific to that condition only. This is not a rehearing on the merits of the original application. It is simply an the applicant has asked to have that condition either eliminated or changed. Certainly Mr. Gibbs is here tonight on behalf of the applicant. He will be explaining their position more thoroughly, but all testimony will be specific as to that condition only. So just to make sure that's up for the board's benefit as well as the public's.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Mr. Gibbs, would you like to present your position?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. members of the board. My name is Robert Gibbs. I'm an attorney with Morris James, Wilson, Halbrook & Byard here in Georgetown. And as Mr. Sharp just indicated, we're here tonight sort of on a very limited secondary matter based upon the July 9, 2018 decision of this board granting a special use exception for the limited processing, which we described in great detail in the original hearing. As Mr. Sharp also noted, there the decision, which I'll get into in a moment, was at the end of all of the findings of fact and discussion. There was some discussion in the process of making the motion that the approval be limited to a poultry deboning and packing facility of a size and scope proposed by the applicant. That was certainly an understandable condition. You're going to ask for something for so many thousand square feet of space and so forth. We're going to hold you to your terms. That's fine. But the second, we believe, was inadvertently spoken, and it really was not the opinion of the board and voted on in the motion to actually have the board stand between DENREC in its permitting processes and say you cannot open the deboning operation until the spray irrigation system is up and running. And that's primarily because Alan Herron's groundwater discharge requirements for the limited processing, and this was stated in the original application, will be initially met by trucking wastewater to a fully permitted treatment facility off-site. Trucking to another facility is something that is age old in the county with chicken processing. I mean, the best example is Eastern Shore Poultry that occupies the property that's owned by Sussex County, and they virtually truck all of their wastewater, and they have permits from DENREC to do so. So it's the the requirement that that only happen after the complete spray irrigation system is up and running is problematic for many reasons. But first, I want to focus on the fact that that condition did not arise logically out of the hearing and the findings. And I'm just going to run through a few of the findings. Finding number 10 includes the statement, the wastewater discharge from the proposed use under this application, however, will result in only 40,000 gallons per day and would not include stream discharge. That was compared to, I think it was a 1.2 million gallons per day in the prior application. This is a very limited use. It is a deboning processing, which is deboning and packaging. It is not processing. It is not killing. It's not any of that. It's taken a largely processed product and doing what many do in the kitchen, is what I said the first time we went through this.
Mr. Gibbs, if I may, I believe you stated that it didn't come from, it probably didn't, if I'm interpreting properly, didn't come from your presentation, that particular stipulation.
Absolutely not.
Right. But I think that, and I'm not going to speak for Mr. Workman, but I think it may have come from the opposition's concerns about, and correct me if I'm wrong, about concerns at a nearby location where they were having some issues at that time. So just for the record, I just want to make it clear that it was brought up in the hearing, and there were concerns from that. Am I correct, Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Okay.
Another finding, the board found the applicant proposed that all treated wastewater will be trucked off-site until the spray irrigation system is upgraded. That's finding 21. Finding 26, the board found that the comments from some agencies have been submitted into the record, including comments from the groundwater discharge section of DNREC, confirming the applicant is in the preliminary stages of the permitting process. Condition 33, the board found DNREC will monitor the spray irrigation system and has its own testing requirements. According to Mr. Van Brunt, the spray irrigation permit is separate from the LTS, which was the long-term stewardship plan, and DENREC will require additional testing related to the spray irrigation system above and beyond the testing required under the LTS plan. Condition 34, the board found that the applicant will not be able to move forward with the spray irrigation without DENREC approval. Condition 54, the board found that the roles of the administrative agencies were clearly stated in the prior court case, referring back to this application for in the same property for a much more intense use that included poultry processing that went to the Delaware Supreme Court, and that case has now become the case that explains and construes the relative responsibilities of this board as a land planning board and a part of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, and the role of the administrative agencies that have expertise and state level responsibility for certain things, and in this case, DENREC permitting.
Sure.
The board found that the roles of these administrative agencies were clearly stated in the prior case. Delaware has state agencies to make technical decisions about the applicant's proposed use, and DENREC is there to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. The applicant must work with DENREC.
Sir,
yes.
One question I have to ask you. You're talking about the other facility we're going to do, the original one?
I was talking about the case that arose out of this applicant's prior application 3 years ago, or four?
Yes. Five.
And five?
Time flies.
Where the application was for 1,200,000 gallons per day. It was going to require a completely different and far more intense process, which include total chicken processing from live to out the door. And this is only the tail end of a process where virtually all of the intense, if you will, processing is already done.
It's already done, yes. I understand that, sir. But the first part of it, it was completely being spray irrigation, all that was going to be done when we approved that.
That was never the intention. I mean, there was
the first, yes.
Oh, the first.
Oh, the first,
yes. The first. So, I mean, you're going back to the first. And
the first, yes.
Yes, it was going to be completely done. And I understand.
I mean, that's the technical side of things that was presented. But as this board recognized in the last hearing, there's always trucking involved. When a spray irrigation system goes down, there's trucking.
Yes.
And there's often trucking if there's technological improvements between, if it has to be shut down for a while, there's trucking. You got to go and get trucking permits from DENREC.
Yes.
It takes the water completely away from the site and submits it for full processing at a facility where
it can be
full
handled.
Permitting is already taking place. In this case, we happen to have Alan Harem's processing at Harbison, which will become involved with the trucking permits once the application process is completed. And that's the most state-of-the-art facility in the state. So, I hope I've answered your question.
Yeah, I mean, you were comparing it. I mean, when the first one was completely done, you know, with the spray irrigation and everything, and I know this has changed too a lot, you know, and I didn't realize it was going to be a 2-year wait either from DENREC. That was never brought to our attention, I don't think. I can remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rest of the board does or not.
And could it be that the original processing plant would have taken longer to build and therefore perhaps that would have been completed, but now with a scale down, a longer process.
I'm not saying that in the original application, trucking per se was brought about as part of the process. But if it wasn't, it's probably because trucking is always involved in these processes as supplementary.
Always.
And so, the primary application was a great big application for a new 1.2 million gallon per day facility. And you may be right. I just don't know those details.
And perhaps a moot point with that.
I think it probably is. I will note that the original application in 2013 was approved by the board. There weren't any express conditions on it like we had with this one. Those findings were made as part of the record for the last hearing that we had on this matter back in March, but it was not something that there were conditions on in that 2013 matter. So, I think we need to focus really on this application that's before us tonight on this very specific issue.
Yes,
agree.
Sorry for the interruption.
No, that's okay. I understand the question.
We're just trying to understand everything.
And again, I make mention again of the Protect Our Indian River case, the prior case. And I think it's important because it very definitively provides this board some guidance as to its role. We have a very unusual statute in the hazardous HI1 zone, and it's almost an anomaly because light industrial allows processing as a permitted use without any special use exception, without ever having this type of hearing. It's a permitted use in the HI1 zone. So a heavier zone is put through this process, essentially because of the fear that there might be some extraordinary public health safety reason for the board to take a second look and consult with agencies and so forth. But the Protect Our Indian River case made clear what the board's role is and how it is a consulting role of the agencies, and that the agencies are ultimately the decider of all things permitting, if you will. And that again was a finding under section 63 of the findings. I focused, decision portion of the decision. There were also findings there under, I think it's Roman numeral, think these are different. They're a different setup. Let me get to the beginning. It was under the legal requirements section under 63. And under, it's on page 10. It says all wastewater will be treated in accordance with all regulations and all discharged effluent will be maintained in compliance with DENREC regulations. Further stated, the applicant proposes a significant reduction in wastewater discharge as only 40,000 gallons of treated wastewater per day will be discharged through spray irrigation. Under the current proposal, there will be no discharge into the stream. All wastewater will be treated according to DENREC permit. The spray irrigation will be upgraded with new technology. The board was not convinced that the handling of wastewater from the proposed facility would rise to the level of substantially adverse effect on adjacent properties. In the application itself, we pointed out references made to the following Board of Adjustment findings. And number one, the two that I really pointed out as being, I thought a strong basis for the fact that what happened at the end of the hearing may have just been an attempt to make a recognition that, yes, we want everything in place before things get rolling, but not necessarily no spray irrigation, no operations until spray irrigation, only one of the two methods, is approved. And number 21 said, the board found that the applicant proposed that all treated wastewater will be trucked off site until the spray irrigation system is upgraded. That's finding number 21. 63LIII says DENREC groundwater discharge section confirmed that the applicant is working with DENREC for spray irrigation permitting and wastewater transportation permits. Public hearings are scheduled on the transport permits. DENREC indicated that the applicant will need to receive these permits before proceeding with the proposed deboning facility. So your findings are entirely consistent with the legal requirements of the Protect Our Indian River case and the Drag and Run case preceding it. They're completely consistent with what was placed into the record by the applicant. And honestly, there's no rationale for distinguishing between the trucking of water to a facility that has a licensed facility for treatment of groundwater and treating it in a spray irrigation system. So forcing Alan Harim to wait only penalizes Alan Harim, and I'll let Mr. Brown discuss, but the figure is something close to $100,000 a week in the delay that's undertaken here. So it's not insignificant, and if there truly is no difference, and I keep talking to Joe Moran, he says, why does somebody think there's a difference between trucking water to a facility that's state-of-the-art and ready to take that per DENREC permitting and waiting for 2 years and waiting for a spray irrigation system? That's just another fashion of taking care of groundwater. And I couldn't answer his question.
Yeah.
And there's no disrespect meant to this board for the decision. I said, I was here, I was listening to every word, and there was a discussion, and I think I saw that this board was trying to make a recognition that, look, we understand the case law, we understand this, but we want to make sure that DENREC permits are in place before this operation begins. We did not think, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but we did not think that that was an intended condition. And if it was an intended condition, we're here tonight with a whole separate proceeding to ask you to reconsider as to whether or not that condition is appropriate and whether it does anything at all. I will ask Mr. Everett Brown, who's here tonight. He is the senior district senior director of operations. He's very familiar with the entire permitting process, the physical facility aspects, of the construction, agriculture, permitting, and so forth. And one example that I would like to give as to why this idea that we should make sure that the spray irrigation system is up and running before we start any operations. In this permitting process recently, there have been a lot of discussions, which Mr. Brown can answer questions on, if you want to hear it again from him, he can put it on the record. But there's another whole technology that's becoming more and more used, and that's the water reuse, where there's a technological process for the reuse of water before it ever gets into the discharge situation. And the numbers are rather significant. I mean, there can be up to 80% of water reuse, which would cut the spray irrigation system
significantly.
Very significantly, if not completely. And so if that takes longer to come into place because it takes more interaction with DENRAC, the result is better for everyone. Mm-hmm. The result is far better for the environment, because the spray irrigation system, as great as a spray irrigation system is, it has down times, and so this water reuse system is it's a big thing. And so by saying you can't get the operation running at all until your spray irrigation, if they delay the spray irrigation because they're working on something that will ultimately, if it takes another 6 months or something, reduce monumentally the spray irrigation system, the people in opposition should be clapping. They should be applauding Alan Rim for taking the high road and trying to use the very best technology out there, including a water reuse system, which again would delay and cost money. So I'm asking the board tonight to either eliminate that first condition, because it doesn't do anything, frankly. All it does is restate what is already the case. The state permitting agency, DNREC, and agriculture that comes into play with the reuse system, they're the agencies that need to hear the experts. They need to have the hearings on the permits. They're the board that hears all the information that was tried to be put in the last time. It's not your purview. And so to say that we're not going to let we're not going to approve this special use exception under section 115, 121, 115, only stands between DENRAC permitting and the applicant. And it's not necessary. And if it makes the board feel more comfortable to put a condition on there that says something, which is what I think was intended to happen that night, then we propose that the condition just be that, operations won't begin until appropriate DENRAC permitting is in place. And that's...
So I got a question to ask you, sir.
Sure.
I know there's always going to be trucking. I'm the one that did that got in effect, but I did not realize, and I don't think it was brought to our attention, that it would be sitting idle for 2 years either.
Correct.
I did not understand that at all.
Understand.
That you could not get in operation for 2 years. I didn't know that.
While waiting for the spray to...
Spray to get started. I didn't know we put you off a two-year wait. I did not know that.
I don't think anybody knows exactly how long it'll take to get through DENRAC.
Yeah,
I did not. If every process with DENRAC is opposed, mm-hmm. You can have public hearings. You can have appeals of public hearings to review that procedure in and of itself. Comes back, there can be further findings. I mean, it's just like a court system. If everything goes smoothly, it could be 6 months. If it doesn't, and in this case, if there are continuing improvements to technology that may make it worthwhile
better
to hold off on that,
then
it may well be worth the wait.
But I did not realize it was a two-year, putting you off a two-year by DEMREC and getting the spray irrigation up. I don't think that was brought to our attention at that time. I don't remember that.
I
I think we were uncertain on it.
I wouldn't have stated that because we don't know.
You don't know, okay.
But you don't know if it's going to be 2 years of either, right? So why would we, you know, why would you state that then so you don't really know for sure?
As I said,
the next question, if you put a spray irrigation system up and we have cold weather stuff and it freezes, you can't use it, are you saying that you'd have to stop processing?
I would let Mr. That's
where you were speaking in the other the remainder of the findings where it could be trucked.
Right.
Yes. So.
Right.
I know
that there are circumstances where trucking takes the place of processing through spray irrigation at times when it needs to be maintenance and repairs or things of that nature. I did hear testimony from the other engineer that there were times when weather permitting, like a lot of rain, might result in more trucking.
They get a lot of rain, ground gets saturated.
So, I know that's theoretically there, but those questions would be better answered by Mr. Brown.
And he will affirm your presentation?
Yes, he'll be confirming my presentation in a moment and then here for questions that result from my example that I made about the reuse and any other questions you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one other question.
Sure.
You said you'd be hauling to Harbison?
Right now, their permits are not in place for Harbison, but they are applied for. They are all in place to be reviewed by Denrek.
You're saying that's one of the top-notch places
I was involved in the helping the client work with Denrek for about, I think it was a couple of years, and getting a whole new system in place. I know it's newer than anywhere else in the state of Delaware. By understanding, it's the top one.
I mean, I live in Bridgeville, and we got trucking coming through all the time with the same thing.
I don't know that where it gets trucked to is necessarily germane to the main issue before the board, because that was substantially affected. And then, you know, you had to make sure the agencies, you know, they're a proper, you know, something that are protected waterways in there and things of that sort, and that standard we have in 115. So, you know, it really is just important as to how, you know, what type of method you were using and if those were governed by Denrek, I think is what Mr. Gibbs was referring to.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I'd like to call Mr. Brown. Would you go and sworn?
And do you have any other witnesses? I'll just swear them in at the same time if you do.
I don't have any other witnesses.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Everett Brown, 10158 Rapid Ridge Road, Bishopville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, tell the board your position with Alan Harim.
Senior Director of Operations.
Okay. And what does that entail?
I'm in charge of most everything. Responsible for all the people, all the bad stuff, all the good stuff.
Facilities?
All the facilities.
Are you directly involved in the permitting processes that are being undertaken at this time?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
You've heard my presentation, which is largely a statement of things that have happened before in the prior hearing and certain findings and so forth. But as far as any facts and circumstances that I presented, do you think that they were accurately presented and are true and correct?
I do.
Okay. I'll open Mr. Brown up to answer questions on the example that I gave. If you have questions on that, as to how a delay in the ultimate spray irrigation issuance of a permit may actually be beneficial if this water reuse technology can be pushed further along up front. And that's my layman's version of it. And if you have questions arising out of that, then he's here to answer those and any other questions that you may have as to this application for this change of the single condition. Thank
Very
you.
Well. Good evening.
Good afternoon, sir.
So perhaps you can tell us about the plan for your spray irrigation and alternate plan, if you will.
Okay. Well, right now we're in the infancy. We have sent a letter of intent to Denrek, and I'm getting the construction plans together now to submit to Denrek for that, and that review process could be anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And then we'll apply for a construction permit I've contracted a service out of Texas. These people have done water reuse all over the country, a lot in California. So they're foremost Stewart Water Solutions is who they are, and they've done a lot of water reuse in the newest technology. So I feel really good about that, because if we can, the possibility is to use about 80% of the water reused. So, and I have to work through DENRIC and U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So that's changed since you've been up here the first time then?
That has changed because I've learned more about it. That technology has been there. And in poultry, we fell a little bit behind on that, so we're catching up now.
That's where you've seen the change at now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, instead of spraying it, you're going to be doing...
We can clean it up to drinking water standards and reuse it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Which would be better for the environment?
It's better all the way around. Better
because
calls,
instead of
better
dumping
for the 100%,
you'd only be dumping 20.
Correct.
After, and it would have to still meet the DENRIC standards.
It still has to meet all the spray irrigation standards.
Okay.
Would you still have to haul some water away or do away with it completely?
I think we would have to haul in months where we could not spray.
Okay.
There still would be some months because we don't have the holding capacity at the Pinnacle plant is not that large to be able to hold 3 months
but
worth of water.
Recycling the water, now you don't spray that though?
No, not the recycled water. No, sir.
No. So you'd be using that over again?
Right. I would clean that water up, put it in a holding tank, and start with it the next day.
Next day, yeah. Okay.
Instead of pulling it from the ground.
So you really won't even need to spray irrigation if it works?
There will be some because you still have to. The water that you cannot reuse has still got to be cleaned up to whatever standards we're allowed to spray.
Okay.
So it's not 100%, but it's more like 80. So
80%.
So the remaining 20 would meet all the safety standards and then be sprayed or if for freezing or whatever reasons be transferred to another facility for holding and treatment.
That's correct. We actually have a permit now where we can haul from Pinnacle to Newcastle County. That permit's already there. It's just a lot more expensive to do that. That's why we've applied for the one to go to Harbison.
Sure. And Harbison is upgrading their facility, but are in the process of.
Yeah, that's correct. We can do 2 million gallons there, and we're doing about 1.5 million. So we got plenty of capacity.
Has to take care of that.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that was brought to our attention either. That much.
Well,
I think we might have assumed maybe it should have brought up. Yes, sir. Because we had the hauling permit, so we
didn't think it was
an issue. That's correct.
Okay. Are there any other questions of this?
No, I don't have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you.
I do.
Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, Mr. Brown.
I'm sorry, I was looking at you. I thought you.
So just to be clear, the water reuse process, that would be an internal one, and then the ones that can't be used within the facility would then be spray irrigated, and that whole process would go through DENRIC, correct?
That whole process would go through DENRIC.
So they're going to be the ones regulating it, telling you when you could permit and construct and follow their regulations as far as what they have for water reuse and spray irrigation.
Correct, and there's another agency also have to get by approval of, and that's the United States Department of Agriculture. They'll also be involved in that.
And I know Mr. Gibbs didn't have an answer on this, and I know he indicated that perhaps you could provide some insight. Do you know about how long that process would take to get, where that could be up and running, any ballpark idea?
The permitting process is right now kind of a guess how fast it'll go through. Typically, permits in the past, by the time you submit it, you have public hearings of 6 months. You have 7 to 8 months worth of construction, and then you have to apply for an operating permit, and then again, you got a public hearing, and then a time period for DENRIC approved operating permit.
So it could be a couple years potentially.
I would hope not, but yes, sir, very easily could end up that way.
And as far as in the interim, it seems to me that from reading the application that Alan Herman would like to have that the ability to truck using DENRIC permits, either applied for or an existing one, to truck away the wastewater in the interim so the facility would be operational. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir. Up until the point we receive an operating permit for our new system. Correct.
Okay. All right. and then allow for hauling of wastewater. If at some point in the future there was an issue with your spray irrigation system, you could continue doing that.
That's correct.
Pursuant to permits. Okay. I just want to make sure I understood all that correctly. Thank you.
One more.
If we get that get approved, then when can you start then? Right away?
Yeah, well, we're looking at a start date, if that gets approved, of approximately September 24th of this year. And again, I've still got a couple permits with Dinarec that I'm waiting for, and it'd be stormwater permit and stuff like that.
Okay, but the hauling permit, you mean, be?
The hauling permit would be one less obstacle, and we could probably start. I think Dinarec's online for us to have those permits by September 24th.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief recess, about 5 minutes or so, and then we'll continue.